And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you for the next few minutes. And on the phone with me is Charlie Johns. He's the director of Butler County Children and Youth. And we wanted to take a few minutes with him because the department, if you will, is a part of our People's Light Up the Season effort that we've been talking about. We've been talking to great efforts and organizations and nonprofits around the area that are all a part of this collectively. And since we didn't have the parade, as we all know, and the typical celebrations that we've had in the past, this is what we're doing in part. And you can find these interviews on our website at butlerradio.com. And you can also find Mrs. Claus there reading. She's reading some stories to the kids. So you have all of that and a bit more on our website. But let's talk to Charlie. Charlie, thank you so much for visiting me today on the phone.
Well, thank you for having me.
Someday soon, hopefully in person, right?
Right.
Well, and you know what, and that's my first question for you, because I haven't gotten to talk to you throughout the past many months. And so the many organizations and departments that I've talked to, my question is, how are you running the department right now? Because, of course, we're still going through the pandemic.
We are absolutely fully operational and have been since the start. We at the very beginning had some staff issues which were completely addressed, and at no point did we reach a point where we weren't able to serve the community. But at this point, all of our 32 caseworkers are active. We are addressing every report that comes to the agency via Childline or from the community that warrants our intervention, and we have seen no hiccups. One of the things that we've done to change, though, to keep our staff safe, is that the congregation of people in our office, our physical office, is limited, but that has put our workers into the community more and has given them more of a chance to see families than what they might have in the past, just because of not needing to come to a physical location. All of their supervision and meetings are done remotely. Some of our court hearings are even done remotely now, so they're not needing to come into the courthouse, which gives them a more opportune time to be in the community and visit those kids.
And, you know, I didn't expect to ask you about how a courtroom functions remotely, but could you explain that just briefly for us? I know we have other things we want to focus on, but how does that work in this time?
So we're utilizing Zoom in our courtrooms, a lot of them. It's done for those listeners who have done Zoom meetings since this started, or any type of virtual meeting. The parents and the attorneys involved, everybody would get an invitation to that meeting, and they go to court basically like they would in person, only everybody seeing each other by camera. And I think to a certain extent, that has given our parents more ability to make it to court, and instead of needing to potentially take a full day off of work to come to court, or miss other appointments, the ability to do that remotely and virtually actually has benefited them. So, not to say that there's too many bright spots of COVID, but I think that in certain ways communication has increased in the past several months instead of going down.
I've had that kind of conversation as well. I mean, nobody would wish this time on anyone, but when you see the things that may possibly stick with us in the future because of this time, it'll be interesting. Just different meetings, Zoom-wise. I was very skeptical in the beginning. Now I think they're pretty convenient, you know, because you don't have to take...
Completely agreed. You know, I think that some of the traditions that we may see depart after this may not all be a bad thing, but I think that I think I'm saying the right thing whenever I would like to see some of those traditions come back as well.
True, yes. I mean, there's nothing like in person, especially with what you do, and that in person connection is vital and important. Let me move into a different area of what you're associated with Butler County Children and Youth, because every year you have a Christmas program for kids. So give us an overview of what this is.
Yes, so each, starting in October, we partner with community businesses And actually, this is through our advisory board, so our Children and Youth Advisory Board that meets roughly five or six times a year. We reach out and do some fundraising to purchase gifts for our children that are in foster care or are still at home with their families and may need a little assistance for Christmas, or sometimes a lot of assistance for Christmas. So each fall we reach out and end up sponsoring about usually right around 300 kids with Christmas gifts, or and sometimes families with Christmas trees, food, things that families would need or typically would receive this time of the year.
So help me understand that a little bit more. So you're raising money for those purchasing items, or those items that you'd purchase, or do you purchase them when the money comes in? Like who's making the purchase and delivery?
Well, and this year has been a little bit different because in the past there has been a lot of individual children who have been sponsored. The gifts actually come from those businesses or other families and are brought in. This year there's been more focus on finances to potentially purchase gift cards for families, or having gift cards come to caseworkers so that they can buy those gifts for the families and make sure that they make it to their hands. Typically it is, typically in any other year, it would be by the community would purchase the gifts for the children, and they end up going to the families through the caseworkers.
And again, this may be a conversation people are used to hearing me say, because I've been telling this to most organizations who are developing alternate ideas to keep their programs going. And I applaud you, much like I applauded them, in keeping your program going, because this is one of those things that could have fallen through the cracks, but you thought outside of the box, if you will. So talk about how that was for you and your department.
Well, I think that it's interesting because this has been something that we've talked about back and forth over at least the past 5 years, was to how to maintain this program. Mainly because I've talked about this before, where our caseloads have definitely increased, and we've met that challenge continually, and I thank my staff for continuing to take an approach with our community that we are going to meet our first mission over and over again, no matter what the circumstances are. But in looking at this Christmas program, we wanted to keep it going because it's something happy. And we get to go into the community and deliver something good whenever that may not be the typical thing that we get to do.
And I think any community needs happy right now. If we can get any happy out of this season, you know, that would be a benefit.
Right. Right, and this would be, in even prior years to this, this was looked at as one of the things that we can do that's actually nice in the community.
Yeah.
It gives some to us as much as it does to the kids and the families that benefit. So we were able to adapt over the years to make sure that it would continue to go. And I guess I also have to thank those businesses and families and churches and faith-based groups in our community that have continued to be willing to help us with this.
Do you need anything from the community at this point for this year's Christmas program, or are you, I don't want to say done with it, I know we've just started December, but still, when is your deadline for all of this?
Well, I would say that deadline-wise, looking over the next couple weeks would probably be it for the rest of this year. I think that there is typically, and this is, it's sad, but typically the week of Christmas, there are times that families come into need with us, or children need to come into care with us, and some of those last minute families we may need help with. So Anytime over the next 2 weeks for this year would be fine.
What's the best way to get a hold of you or the Butler County Children and Youth if somebody or an organization would like to be a part of your Christmas program?
Absolutely. At this point in time, probably the fastest way would be to call us at 724-284-5156, and we will direct that call to someone who can link them with kids that need help.
All right, I'm going to do it one more time, because if anybody's like me, I'm scrambling for my pen and pencil anytime that somebody gives a phone number. So it's 724-284-5156. And of course, if you need us, you can always call our office. We can give that to you, or just go online. Ask Alexa, right? Everyone asks Alexa these days, Butler County Children and Youth, for their Christmas program. One more question for you, or one more area I want to cover with you, Charlie, if you don't mind, is talking about the community. You know, when you're talking about all the organizations that you want to thank, and generally speaking, though, this community is very supportive, and they offer help when needed. Can you talk about what that looks like through your eyes?
Through my eyes, and as a lifetime Butler County resident, I just don't think it's said enough that our community is good and reaches out to help one another. And I get to see that every day, and it's a compliment to everybody that might be listening or participates in anything countywide that's community oriented. I tend to look positively, and there are a lot of people out there that have the same mindset. So I think that this community can accomplish a lot when we work together, and I thank those who do for that.
Are you able to give an example or just a generalized idea of how the community does help you?
Yeah, I would say, and once again, specifically to this time of the year, going into this Christmas season, specifically with sponsoring kids, we thought, and understandably so, that there was going to be less support for this, just because I know that I completely understand this has hit our community hard financially, and just as far as participating in community events goes. You had mentioned even the parade earlier. Things that we typically experience haven't happened. But the converse really happened. We saw people donate as much or more in some situations than what they would have in the past. And we are thankful, because we're certainly seeing numbers of kids that need our help, not just for Christmas, but in staying safe and protected for in the community.
Charlie, before I let you go, I just wanted to offer you the opportunity to just share some final thoughts with you, or with us, of course, when it comes to Butler County Children and Youth, maybe this season. But what would you like to leave with us today?
Today, I think the biggest thing would be what Children and Youth agencies do is confusing, and I know that sometimes the community sees some things that they may not agree with what we're doing or what we can do. I just want to assure the community continually that I and my staff make sure that we do all that we can for the children of this community within the laws and regulations that we have to uphold. Sometimes I know that it is difficult to understand, but I want to make sure that they understand that we're here to help and will continue to do so.
Charlie Johns, Director of the Butler County Children and Youth. Charlie, thank you so much for joining me. I do appreciate your time.
Absolutely, and I thank you for having me.